Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Beis, the ninth perek Orva Rotev. The Zichru Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis taught that the or the skin of a nevela is not tame as nevela, meaning it's not considered meat. The next Mishnah states Eoshu Orosen Kapsaron, the skins of the following are considered like their meat and transmit the same tumor the meat transmits because their skins are soft. Human skin, the skin of a domestic pig, Rabbi Yehuda adds the skin of the wild pig, the skin of a tender camel's hump, defined by the Gemara as before it has carried a burden, the skin of a tender calf's head, and the skin of several parts of an animal. Regarding the skins of Shratzim, the Mishnah records three opinions. The Tanakhama says the skins of Anaka, a porcupine, Koach, and Lata'a, two species of lizard, and Chomet, snail, are all tame like their meat. Rabbi Yehuda says the skin of a lata'a has the status of or, not meat, like the skin of a chulda, a weasel. Rabbi Yochim ben Nuri says that the skins of all eight shratzim are not considered like meat. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that human skin is tame like flesh. Ula says, Devar Torah or Adam Tahor. Biblically, human skin is Tahor. The Rabban declared a tame because of a gezer shemi yasa Adam oros avi v'imo shtichim. A gezer less a person will make the skins of his father and mother into spreads. In another version, Ula's statement refers to the Seifa of the Mishnah, which taught that all the listed skins are tahor when tanned, except for human skin, which is tame even when tanned. Ula explained that tanned human skin is only tame mid the Rabban. According to the first version of Ula's statement, human skin is always tahor mid the Raisa and only tame mid the Rabban. According to the latter version, ordinary human skin is tame mid the Raisa, and only tanned human skin requires the rabbinical decree. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, V'kulan she'ibdan o she'ilach behen kadei avoda. All of the Mishnah's listed skins, which were tanned into leather, or were spread out and stepped upon for the time necessary for tanning leather, are tahor except for human skin. This implies that merely spreading them out to be stepped upon does not make them tahor. This is challenged from a braisa, ozen chamor shetla'o kupaso. A donkey's ear, which one patched to his basket, becomes tahor, because it loses its status as nevela meat and is considered skin. This proves that mere designation as leather suffices to remove tumah. The Gemara answers that patching flesh to a basket renders it tahor without it being trodden upon because the patching is a nullifying act. Merely spreading it out to be stepped upon, however, is insufficient unless it is actually stepped upon. Rabbi Yanai defines the amount of time required for tanning leather as 4 milin. Reish Lakish listed three other halachos whose guideline is likewise 4 mil. Legabel, the distance a person hired for kneading dough must travel to immerse the customer's tameh utensils. Letfila, the distance one must travel to daven in a shul with a minyan. And the distance one must travel to obtain water for netilas hadayim before eating bread. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis taught that the or, the skin of a nevela, is not tameh as nevela, meaning it's not considered meat. The next Mishnah states, Eoshu Orosen Kapsaron, the skins of the following are considered like their meat and transmit the same tumor the meat transmits because their skins are soft. Human skin, the skin of a domestic pig, Rabbi Yehuda adds the skin of the wild pig, the skin of a tender camel's hump, defined by the Gemara as before it has carried a burden, the skin of a tender calf's head, and the skin of several parts of an animal. Regarding the skins of Shratzim, the Mishnah records three opinions. The Tanakhama says the skins of Anaka, a porcupine, Koach, and Lata'a, two species of lizard, and Chomet, snail, are all tame like their meat. Rabbi Yehuda says the skin of a Lata'a has the status of or, not meat, like the skin of a Chulda, a weasel. Rabbi Yochim ben Nuri says that the skins of all eight Shratzim are not considered like meat. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that human skin is tame like flesh. Ula says, Devar Torah or Adam Tahor. Biblically, human skin is Tahor. The Rabban declared a tame because of a gezer shemi yasa adam oros avi v'imo shtichim. A gezer less a person will make the skins of his father and mother into spreads. In another version, Ula's statement refers to the Seifa of the Mishnah, which taught that all the listed skins are tahor when tanned, except for human skin, which is tame even when tanned. Ula explained that tanned human skin is only tame mid the Rabban. According to the first version of Ula's statement, human skin is always tahor mid the Raisa and only tame mid the Rabban. According to the latter version, ordinary human skin is tame mid the Raisa, and only tanned human skin requires the rabbinical decree. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, V'kulan she'ibdan o she'ilach behen kadei avoda. All of the Mishnah's listed skins, which were tanned into leather, or were spread out and stepped upon for the time necessary for tanning leather, are tahor except for human skin. This implies that merely spreading them out to be stepped upon does not make them tahor. This is challenged from a brisa. Ozen chamor shetlao kupaso. A donkey's ear, which one patched to his basket, becomes tahor because it loses its status as nevela meat and is considered skin. This proves that mere designation as leather suffices to remove tumah. The Gemara answers that patching flesh to a basket renders it tahor without it being trodden upon because the patching is a nullifying act. Merely spreading it out to be stepped upon, however, is insufficient unless it is actually stepped upon. Rabbi Yannai defines the amount of time required for tanning leather as 4 mealing. Reish Lakish listed 3 other halachos whose guideline is likewise 4 meal, legabel, the distance a person hired for kneading dough must travel to immerse the customer's tummy utensils, latfila, the distance one must travel to daven in a shul with a minion, and the distance one must travel to obtain water for netilas hadayim before eating bread. All right, so now we get our siman daf kuf chabeis, and our standard siman is corn on the cob. Corn on the cob. So here goes. The corn on the cob farmer who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was tameh, like its meat, was horrified to find a man turning his parents' skins into a corned thimrag, prompting the rabbinic decree that human skin is tameh, while nearby another worker patched a donkey's ear onto his corn basket, making it tahor. Once again, slow motion. The corn on the cob farmer. Corn on the cob? That must be round up. Kuvcha bays. The corn on the cob farmer who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was tummy like its meat, which reminds us, the Mishnah Duff Kuv Yud Zainam Abays taught that the ore, the skin of a nevela, is not tummy as a nevela, meaning it's not considered meat. The next Mishnah states, Eosho Orosen Kivsaron, the skins of the following are considered like their meat and transmit the same tumah the meat transmits because their skins are soft. Human skin, the skin of a domestic pig, Yuda adds the skin of a wild pig, the skin of a tender camel's hump, defined by the Gemara as before it has carried a burden, the skin of a tender calf's head, and the skin of several parts of an animal. So the corn on the cob farmer who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was tummy, like its meat, was horrified to find a man turning his parents' skins into a corn-thimrag, prompting the rabbinic decree that human skin is tummy, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that human skin is tummy like flesh. Ula says, Devar Torah or Adam Tahor. Biblically, human skin is Tahor. The Rabban declared a Tami because of Gezer Shema Yasa Adam Oroz Aviv Imo Shtichin, a decree lest a person will make the skins of his father and mother into spreads. So the corn on the cob farmer who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was Tami, like its meat, was horrified to find a man turning his parents' skins into a corn-themed rug, prompting the rabbinic decree that human skin is Tami. While nearby, another worker patched a donkey's ear onto his corn basket, making it tahor, which reminds us, we learned in a braisa, ozen chamor shetlabo kupaso, a donkey's ear, which one patched to his basket, becomes tahor because it loses its status as nevela meat and is considered skin. The Gemara explains that patching flesh to a basket renders it tahor without it being trodden upon because the patching is a nullifying act. Merely spreading it out to be stepped upon, however, is insufficient unless it is actually stepped upon. So once again, the corn on the cob farmer who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was tummy like its meat, was horrified to find a man turning his parents' skins into a corn-themed rug, prompting the rabbinic decree that human skin is tummy, while nearby another worker patched a donkey's ear onto his corn basket, making it tahor. All right, so now it's time for 4 blah blah chazara. Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So the simon Daf Kuf Yud Ches is Kichel. So here goes. The man who wanted to eat his herring with Kichel, Kichel, that must be around Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The man who wanted to eat his herring with Kichel Batahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a Kichel not only served as a Yad to make the herring Tameh, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches the principle of Yados, handles, meaning items which serve as handles for food regarding Tumah. Koshu Yad below Shomer, anything attached to food, which is a Yad and not a Shomer, such as a bone without marrow with meat at its end, Tame Umatame Ve'inu Mitzdarf, contracts Tumah to the food and transmits Tumah from the food, but doesn't combine with the food to comprise the minimum shear for Tumah. So the man who wanted to eat his herring with Kichel Batahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a Kichel not only served as a Yad to make the herring Tame, but was even the cause of heksher when oil spilled on the bone, and not the fish, which reminds us, Rav said, Yesh Yad L'Tuma Ve'ein Yad L'Heksher. There is a halacha of Yad regarding Tuma, but there's no halacha of Yad regarding preparation of food for Tuma through moisture. Thus, if water touches the stem of a fruit, the fruit doesn't become susceptible to Tuma. Yochanan says that Yad is effective even for heksher. This Malchokas may hinge on a drasha. So, the man who wanted to eat his herring with kichel b'tahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a kichel not only served as a yad to make the herring tamei, but was even the cause of a heksher when oil spilled on the bone, and not the fish, was relieved to hear that since the herring was less than a kazayas, the bone can't be a yad. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas if there's a minimum shear for a yad or shomer. Daf kuf yud tes, so the simon daf kuf yud tes is a kite. So here goes. The boy who used lentils in their husks to hold down his kite, that must be on daf kuf yud tes. The boy who used lentils in their husks to hold down his kite, thinking they would be taur because they're so small, but didn't realize abriya is different, which reminds us, we learned that abriya of any size qualifies as a yud. So the boy who used lentils in their husks to hold down his kite, thinking they would be taur because they're so small, but didn't realize abriya is different, was interrupted while cutting his orange in two and wondering if each half's peel can combine with the other as a shomer, which reminds us, Rav Hashaya asked, what's the halacha regarding two shomerim combining with the foods they protect to comprise the minimum shear for tuma? His question was about the shomer of a food which one divide into two. So each shomer only protects part of the food, and both shomerim together with the food amount to a kabeah. Do we say since this part of the shomer does not protect this part of the food, and the other part of the shomer does not protect the other part of the food, the shomerim do not combine for tumah? Or do we say since this shomer segment protects its food segment, and that shomer segment protects that food segment, they do combine with food for the minimum shear for tumah? The proofs proposed to resolve this question are deflected. So the boy used lentils in their husks to hold down his kite, thinking they would be taller because they're so small, but didn't realize abriya is different, was interrupted while cutting his orange in two and wondering if each half's peel can combine with the other as a shomer by his friend who was trying to use a bunch of hairs as a yad to fly a meat-themed kite, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchok, as if a nima, a strand of hair, qualifies as a yad. Daf kuf chaf, so the similar daf kuf chaf is a cook. So here goes. The cook, that must be on daf kuf chaf. The cook who was measuring congealed liquid from meat to see if combined with the meat it would reach a shear of becoming tamei, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis taught that rotev, gravy, combines with meat to transmit food tuma. Rava identifies rotev as shumna, fat, but Abai objects that since fat is fully edible, it should be matamei on its own without combining with meat. Abaya therefore defines rotev as chel of the karish, congealed liquid which exudes from the meat, which is not eaten on its own, but is eaten with the meat. So the cook who was measuring congealed liquid from meat to see if combined with the meat it would reach a shear of becoming tamei, makes pots of liquefied chametz, which one is chai for eating on Pesach, and liquefied matzah, which cannot be used for the Seder. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one is chai for consuming liquefied chametz on Pesach, whereas one who consumes liquefied matzah is not yotzi, the mitzvah, because liquefied matzah doesn't qualify as lechem oni. Liability for consuming liquefied chametz, despite its prohibition being expressed as achila, is likewise derived from the word nefesh written there, which connotes satisfaction or desire to include achila for drinking. So the cook who was measuring congealed liquid from meat to see if combined with the meat it would reach a shear of becoming tamei, makes pots of liquefied chametz, which one is chai for eating on Pesach, and liquefied matzah, which cannot be used for the Seder, when his boss yelled at him for not labeling his bottles properly, which caused him to drink truma vinegar and pay Karen Vachomish, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that if a non-kohen accidentally consumes truma of date honey, apple cider, or vinegar of winter grapes, Eliezer requires him to pay Karen Vachomish, the principal plus of it, like any czar who mistakenly eats truma, because he considers the juices of truma like fruit. Rabbi Yeshua exempts him from paying Karen V'chomish for consuming these liquids. Rabbi Eliezer holds Don Mina Umina, derive the law from the source and derive the parameters from it. Just as with Bikurim, Mashkini Yotzme and Kamosan, the liquids which issue from them are like them, the same applies to Truma. Rabbi Yeshua holds Don Mina V'okiba Asra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. Since only wine and oil can be initially designated as Truma as liquids, only those liquids have the full status of Truma. Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph is a cocoa bean farmer. So here goes. The cocoa bean farmer, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, cocoa. The cocoa bean farmer, who was in the middle of shechting a non-Kosher animal for his non-Jewish worker, jumped back when his son spilled cocoa on the kavalsing creature, making it susceptible to Tumas Ocholin, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yad Zayin Amud Beis taught that if a Jew shechs a non-Kosher animal for an idolater, umefarkasas, and is still convulsing, it's already considered food and is susceptible to Tumas Ocholin, but is not a nevela until it actually dies. The same applies when a Gentile shechs a Kosher animal. Rabbi Yassi says that sometimes teach that for these animals to become susceptible to tuma, tsrichim achshava, they require intent for an idolater to eat them while they're still alive, v'hekshamayim m'makamachir, and preparation by water from another source. So the cocoa bean farmer, who was in the middle of shechting a non-kosher animal for his non-Jewish worker, jumped back when his son spilled cocoa on the convulsing creature, making it susceptible to tumas ochlin, and was shocked that the worker took off an aver, which would be considered aver min achai, even after Shechita, which reminds us, the Gemara states that if a Jew shechted two simanim, or most of them, of a non-kosher animal for an idolater and is still convulsing, Chizkiah says, it's no longer subject to the prohibition against Eiver Min Achai since it was shechted. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says it is subject to Eiver Min Achai since Shechita does not permit the non-kosher animal for consumption. So the cocoa bean farmer, who was in the middle of shechting a non-kosher animal for his non-Jewish worker, jumped back when his son spilled cocoa on the convulsing creature, making it susceptible to tumas ochlin, and was shocked that the worker took off an aver, which would be considered aver min achai, even after shechita, while another worker wondered if the chocolate bars the animal swallowed would be considered tuma balua, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Sheshes about a non-kosher animal shechted by a Jew which is still convulsing. What's the halacha regarding whether the animal saved swallowed objects within it from becoming tame? Tower items swallowed by a live animal remain tower if the animal enters the ola of a dead body, whereas items inside a shechted kosher animal, which is considered meat even while convulsing, do become tame. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff lists the skins that are considered like meat and transmit the same tumah because their skins are soft, such as the skin of a tender camel's hump? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn the chumras of chalev over dam and the chumra of dam over chalev? That's on Daf. Kuf Yed Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss what the halach is of combining two shomrim together? That's on Daf. Kufya tests. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that human skin is tamei midrabbanan to prevent making one's parents' skins into spreads? That's on Daf. Kufcha beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we machlokes regarding eiver min achai in a non-kosher animal which was shechted and is mefarkeses, is convulsing? That's on Daf. Kufcha aleph. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss congealed liquid which exudes from the meat which combines with the meat for the shear to transmit tumah? That's on Daf. Kufchav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss the status of a mefarkesis, an animal convulsing after shechita, regarding tumah blua, tumah that was swallowed by it? That's on Daf. Kufchav Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you know one is chai for consuming liquefied chametz on Pesach, whereas one who consumes liquefied matzah is not yotzi the mitzvah? That's on Daf. Kufchav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss the keva, the rennet from kosher milk, inside a nevela or trefa? That's on Daf. Kuftez Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know that a donkey's ear which one patched to his basket becomes tahor because it's a nullifying act? That's on Daf. Kufchav Beis. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.